What's up, family?
What's good, family?
Welcome back to another episode of This Gonna Cause an Argument podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Angel Lakita Moore.
And I'm your other host, Marcus Anthony Tanksley.
Why would you take such a long pause? This is a podcast.
Because I'm always waiting for you to introduce me as your husband, the way you always get mad for me not introducing myself as your husband. So why can't you say...
What?
And let me introduce the other host, my husband.
Oh, is that what you would prefer?
I know it
is that what you would prefer?
I have done it away
for a very long time, and you just weren't responding the way I felt like you should. So, if you would like for me to introduce you in that manner, I will.
I don't really care as long as you don't give like me a hard time on the way that I introduce myself.
Well, you guys, if this is your first time tuning in to This Gonna Cause an Argument, buckle up, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, we are husband and wife. We've been married for 12 years, 12 and a half now.
12 and a half.
We've been together for a mighty long time. And this podcast is about everything. Anything that me and Marcus have an opinion about. And you know what? Sometimes our opinions will cause us to get into an argument.
Absolutely.
So is this going to cause an argument today?
I'm not afraid of her, y'all.
He should be. He very well should be. So you all can find us all over the webs. This podcast you can find on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play. And then you can find me, That Chick Angel, is what I'm known online as, on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook, and Twitter. Where can they find you, baby?
Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus Ain't On The Gram, as well as Facebook as Marcus Ain't On The Book. Mm-hmm. And other than that, y'all can find me right here.
And you can find his product.
Y'all can find my product at...
God bless his heart.
Yeah, I know.
Get Man Shit.
Yeah, you just threw it right at me.
It's
right
on
here.
Instagram. It's Get Man Shit.
At Get Man Shit, MANSHYT. You can also visit the website at manshit.com. Again, it's MANSHYT. It's all 100% natural beard and body butter for men. Also women, if y'all want to use it. But yeah. I came about it for my beard. So
yeah, so check that out. You can also check out my limited time shirts, Saved and Sexy. You can find that in the show notes, as well as his product in the show notes.
Absolutely.
And in the description of the video if you are watching us on YouTube, because that is also where this podcast is seen. Okay, now we got all the business.
All of that jazz out the way.
Out of the way. Goodness gracious. I felt like it took a lot. Oh, I know why it took long, because you wanted to act silly at the top and fight me. But that's all right.
But now you just prolonging it even
further. No, because I want to talk about what's it.
We still ain't started.
If you would quit talking about the technical stuff in the middle of this.
Well, don't be whining when it's over. Don't be whining when it's over. We're talking about, I don't whine. Oh, you whine.
You don't know what I do.
What are we talking about today? What's grinding your gears? What's getting on your nerves?
That is not what it's called. And I need you to know what it's called.
Oh, y'all.
What is this segment called, Marcus?
What's got you in your feelings?
In my feelings. That's what it's called. In my feelings.
Apparently you are. So what's in them?
You gotten on my feelings and my nerves and all the other stuff. So what's gotten on my nerves this week? That's a hard one, because I feel like I had a really, really good week. Everything has been going well. The boys maybe have probably got me in my feelings. They're just really loud and wild. Y'all can't hear them right now because they're actually being quiet.
No, they got quiet just now.
I can't hear them right now. It's been a good week. I would be nitpicking if there was something that was really getting on my nerves. I mean, I'm really sad that Elijah Cummings.
Yes.
Sad that he passed away.
Yeah.
Because he was just a walking piece of history that was a part of so many
absolutely
huge moments.
Somebody like him is sorely needed in Congress.
So
he definitely took a hit by losing him.
So that definitely, when I saw that hurt my heart that he had passed away. So that's got me in my feelings a little bit. What about you?
You know what? I've been like canceling out all negativity.
Come on.
So it's hard for me to even say what's in my face. I will say one thing though.
What?
And I can't really speak on it because I haven't really heard it or paid attention to it. Kanye West's new album.
Why does it got you in your feelings?
Not even in my feelings, but you know, what's it called? God is King?
Jesus is King.
Jesus is King. And back before Kanye even came out with his second album, or right when he came out with his second album, and soon after that, I said, something's different about this boy. So, yeah, I ain't always been the biggest fan of him at pretty much after his second album. But y'all know all the stuff that Kanye's been into and stuff he said. And the only thing that makes me nervous about him coming out with an album like this is ain't no telling where he's going to take it after that. Because he's the type of dude to be like, I just came out with that just to let y'all know that I'm Jesus. Like, I just see him doing something like that. I'm just like, yeah. As far as the album, I haven't heard it. I haven't.
You did too, yesterday.
I only heard a couple of songs, but I've only heard one person who listened to the entire album and like critique it, and it wasn't up. They didn't feel like it was up to par, but I haven't really listened to it to really give my opinion on it fully.
I mean,
for what I did hear, I wasn't feeling.
In the gospel genre, no, he doesn't really. It's almost like he's creating a different genre because it doesn't feel too much like hip hop either. Some songs do, but regardless, they're not songs that really take me into worship. If it does for him, that's great because yeah. I know it wasn't until like Mary Mary and them came out that I was like, oh, this stuff speaks to my spirit. So
yeah, the songs I did hear, I wasn't listening to it for a specific genre. I was just listening to see if there was like anything that spoke to me. Like I said, I can't judge it off the two or three songs that I did hear.
Well, I mean, they put it in the gospel category. That's the reason why I'm saying as far as in a gospel album, no. I mean, when I listen to gospel music, oh, that's the baby coughing. He was nursing, and I guess the milk got a little too good to him. As far as in gospel albums go, yeah. Like, when I listen to gospel, I'm looking for something to inspire me, to take me into worship. That is not what his album does for me. But yeah. If it does it for him, and if it does it for anybody else, then it's a good album. But
yeah, from what I hear, it's not Jesus Walks.
No.
That song is not. Fire.
It's not.
But yeah, so what's got you feeling good?
Ooh, what's got me feeling good? Oh, all this stuff. All the seeds that I have been planting throughout my career, I feel like are about to grow into the fruit and for me to harvest finally. Yeah. And I mean, I got to do 911. So glad that a lot of you all saw it, commented. Y'all commented on the last vlog. Y'all commented on my Instagram. But like, you know, it's not even that I'm talking about. Like, that was great to do. Hope I get to do it again. But I feel like other really great projects are starting to come to fruition that I feel like I planted seeds for. So that's got me excited that none of this was in vain. All the hard work that I feel like I've been putting towards my career when we get out here, 2006, it's about to be 14 years next year. I feel like I'm about to have a really high peak. So that's exciting. And not so much just because I want the success. I do. I mean, obviously. But I know if God is giving me the success, then he's also going to give me an awesome way to use it for his glory and to inspire other people. So I'm excited about that. And yourself?
Realizing that I haven't been aiming high enough has got me feeling good.
Okay.
Pretty much I've been on this same trend for a while now. It's just, realizing, I haven't been aiming high enough.
Okay, get and your name
I
up.
Came out, I came to that realization like earlier this year and I was just like, huh. Mm-hmm. And then it seems like each week that gets solidified. Every like some message comes to me where it gets solidified. I'm just like, no, you've been reaching for the ceiling. You never stepped outside of the house to look up at the sky.
Come on.
And now I'm walking through the door, walking outside to look up, and now I'm like, that's where I'm going.
We were just talking yesterday. I'm planning my son's fifth grade culmination with two other women at his school, and they do a memory wall at his school. Each class, when they graduate, does a memory wall. And I found this beautiful piece of artwork that I want the kids to recreate. And it's wings. And so one of the women, her daughter, when she saw it, was like, she's another fifth grader.
Listen to this, y'all.
She was like, oh, I've heard this saying that matches, that she felt like spoke to the mural. And it was, why tell me to reach for the sky when there are footprints on the moon? I said, that is fire!
What?
So dope. So Marcus
I'm like, sorry, y'all. That's me throwing stuff around if y'all can't hear it. Good God.
Y'all can't see him. Yes. So it's good. It makes you feel good when you realize, why am I aiming so little? Like, why am I limiting?
Say it again for the people in the back.
You want me to say it one more time?
Say it again.
Why tell me to aim for the sky when there are footprints on the moon? Hey, Glory. Hey, so make sure if you have goals in life. Now, I understand short-term goals. Sometimes you got to break up stuff.
Yeah, you have to go for the short-term goals to get to the big picture.
But if you if you don't have some bigger goals, find out why is it fear? Sometimes you might just be very specific, but other times you're just shortchanging yourself.
Shortchanging yourself and fear that's a huge obstacle for a lot of reasons. For a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, guys, I think you all are going to love the topic of today's episode. I thought of it, I told Marcus, and already we bust out laughing. We realize you enjoy our storytelling.
Storytelling and all of that jazz.
So yeah, we wanted to be able to bring a little more storytelling to the table.
Yeah.
In today's episode are about regrets, and not so much regrets as in like, man, I wish I would have went to this school, but more so regrets of when you look back at something you thought was dope and you realize
you thought was the ish back in the day, and you realize that wasn't too hot when I was doing that.
I should not have done that. So my husband has a really great one. I want you to start off
with one.
Oh, they're all good. So which
subject matter though?
Any of them. They're all good is what I'm saying. You want.
Let's talk about wardrobe. So, as you know, we all maturate, come to a certain point in life where we don't wear the type of clothes we used to wear or have the same type of style.
Mm-hmm.
And right. The mama thing, that wasn't even my style.
His mama buying him horrible stuff. But
Actually, at the very beginning of my maturation process as far as wardrobe, that's when we realized now how tacky it was then.
Come on.
So, terrible. I don't know for the people that might be familiar with it, but Fat Farm.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have these shirts, and Angel actually got me these shirts.
I got him two of them. I went scouring Los Angeles
all over the place
to get him these two shirts so that my man could be fly.
We were out one time. What is it?
It's the right
thing. We were out one time and I saw this shirt and I was like, oh, that's dope. And I ended up not getting it. And then that's how I ended up. I saw it the first time.
Yeah.
It was at some shop.
They didn't have your
size. Yeah, they didn't have my size. We were out here visiting. I was out here visiting in California. And so she went and found it. So anyway, you get to what this shirt looked like. It was and they probably did have my size. They didn't have my size then because I didn't want my clothes fitting too snug. I wanted everything a little baggy.
You wanted everything to look like night clothes. Continue the story.
That was my style, night clothes. That's part of the conversation. everything was real big. Anyway, so this shirt was burgundy. And Fat Farm's logo was a P, because it's spelled P-H-A-T. So the logo was a PF, and it had these little bitty PFs all over the entire shirt, almost as if the shirt was purposefully tacky, but they wasn't being tacky. It was French cuff.
Yes.
The shirt was French cuff. And I was into my little pendants that went in my French cuffs. Anyway, so it was a burgundy one with a white Fat Farm on it, and I think the other one was navy blue with the white Fat Farms all over it. And when I tell you these shirts, even now, like even at my biggest, I probably get, right now I'm about 210. I probably got up to about 256, 255, 256 when Angel was pregnant with Marcus. That shirt would have been too big for me then.
It was so big.
I was probably about 185 when I was wearing this shirt. Proudly. That's when I caught on my square toes. That's when I had on my my square toe shoes. That's your dress shoes, you know, with my jeans. That's when I first started getting a little more mature, because before it was all like t-shirts, baseball caps, you know, just shorts. Then I was like, nah, I'm gonna mature a little bit. Started wearing my jeans with my dress shoes. Got my button up on, but my button up was like four sizes too big.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it.
But did you tell him what size you were at that time? How much you weighed then?
Yeah.
Okay.
I said at 250, 256, 255, 256, this shirt would have been, that's 255 pounds, 256 pounds. That shirt would have been too big for me then. You gonna see, I'm saying this again. I was about 185 when I was wearing this shirt.
Oh, come on. Come on, somebody.
Yeah, right now, if y'all can put that in perspective, right now I'm about 210. Mm. I was 185 wearing a 2X, 3X shirt.
It was a 2X.
And I probably needed a medium long. Medium extra long, because I was still tall.
I had a lot of bad outfit choices. I had my prom dress made one year, and it was such an elegant ish prom dress. You would have thought I was like 45 going to prom. I don't know why I dressed so much. It was like I got it made by this like seamstress in town. This black
your mama
dude.
Was influencing.
No, I found the picture of the dress in a magazine.
Like something from Guiding Light or Young and the Restless.
Yes, honey, it was gold satin. Okay, I was into gold. Like you couldn't tell me nothing. Gold was my everything.
Fix me, you never did.
Fix what? Oh, my lashes. My husband is so mad because I still have these eyelashes from
y'all,
church.
Y'all, it's like somebody wearing a black sweater and a big hot pink piece of lint is on it and you just want to snatch it off.
I'm trying
but
to push
But you can't because
on.
They sang it in the choir. That's how I just...
Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Okay? Now, I've had some hairstyle... No. Let me tell you something that I truly regret. Waxing eyebrows really came into style back in the 90s, right? And I had, you all don't know this because the internet wasn't around the way it is now. I had a unibrow growing up, right? I had thick eyebrows. They connected. Nobody seemed to care. They were just thick. But when waxing became like a huge thing and it made it to the black community, I had estheticians all the time being like, "Ooh, I would love to do your eyebrows. I would love to shape your eyebrows."
Like, I'm natural.
Yeah, I was like, Then a woman from my church.
You got an afro on a forehead.
A woman from my church, she was good friends with my sister Daisy. She was a beautician and esthetician. She was like, "Angel, let me do your eyebrows." And I was like, "Okay," because my junior pictures were coming up. And in Lexington, I feel like I've told this story before, but y'all might be hearing it again. In Lexington, your junior year, you got to take pictures, and they would put those pictures up in the mall. If you were a junior achiever. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm going to get my eyebrows done. She's going to do my hair.
That's when you used to, in high school, you would walk through the mall and see what dope chicks at the other high schools that you haven't met yet.
So she did my hair in this like tall, like it wasn't a French rose, the other type of roll where it sits on top of your head and then like a flip in the back. And she did my eyebrows. When I tell you my mother picked me up, she was like, "What happened to my baby's face? It looked like two sperm swimming towards the center of my head." First of all, you could probably put your whole entire hand between my two eyebrows. That's how far apart she made them. They were so far apart.
Her canvas was too big. She was working on it. She was like, "That's a lot of hair."
And what made me so mad is that I realized once I saw how terrible my eyebrows looked, that her eyebrows were terrible. Like, I did not think to myself, do her eyebrows look good? Man. But because we were so used to seeing her eyebrows like it, we didn't think. Yeah. Oh, her eyebrows are crappy.
You didn't think, that's her style of doing that.
So I didn't know how to fill in eyebrows. That wasn't a thing either. So all I did was darken what she had done. So it looked like two aggressive black sperm swimming towards the center
like
of my
yin
head.
Yin-yang symbol. Yes. Yin and yang.
And that was what was put up in the mall. I looked like a drag queen that hadn't quite figured.
Do you have the picture
somewhere?
Yes,
I have the
this.
Picture. I do have the picture. It is terrible. And that was up in the mall with my dog, Louie, that ran away like a week after that. He was probably scared of my eyebrow. Oh, the regret. But see, that wasn't a time where I thought I looked like, this is good. I knew that was terrible in the moment. But the idea of doing it was like,
see, you couldn't tell me nothing in my baggy jeans and baggy button-ups.
Oh, yeah. Marcus could have stolen
smelling
a gallon of
too.
Milk in his pants leg.
My jeans are so massive.
You remember your all corduroy outfit you got?
Oh, no, that was fly.
His Rockaway.
I had a Rockaway outfit.
It was a corduroy jacket and a corduroy pants.
Yeah, and I had the Rockaway. It was tan with brown letters. I had the Rockaway t-shirt on. Uh-huh. It was new. It was the first time I wore it was on New Year's Eve. Had my New Year's Eve hat cocked to the side.
Uh-huh.
Fly.
Now, let's move on. Now, did you ever have finger waves? We've had this conversation before.
No, I never had. I had natural waves. I didn't need no finger waves.
Oh, okay.
Angel didn't know that finger waves for dudes was an actual thing.
I don't. Do y'all remember that in the 90s? I don't remember that being. I don't remember, any R&B singer wearing finger waves.
I remember dudes, at least in Lexington, Kentucky,
well,
dudes was wearing finger waves strong. And I remember my cousin, I'm gone because he probably ain't watching, and a few people probably know him, maybe that's watching his family. My cousin Corey had Fangaways. No, Corey has a grain of hair, that's equivalent to wood, like tree bark. He has very rough, rough hair. Anyway, he got Fangaways, and he was probably the only dude in New Zealand to get Fangaways.
I only know of pimps to have Fangaways. Well, was he pimping?
Nah, Corey wasn't doing no pimping. Anyway, I didn't know. Mm-hmm. But no, I knew Remy got Fangaways. And I went up and touched this dude's head, and it felt like a football helmet. It was so hard. Mm-hmm. I was like, boy, what is this? But he was rocking the Fangaways, like, yeah, for a while.
Oh, bless his heart.
Wow. Deuce is getting Fangaways, though. Yeah. Y'all don't remember that? I remember that.
I remember Tutu used to get Fangaways, but Tutu was mentally not
but
all there.
But Tutu was still stylish.
Tutu was
the fact that everybody knows Tutu in Lexington.
Well, it's hard not to know Tutu. Tutu, I'm not sure what his diagnosis is, but he had a very big personality. But there was definitely some sort of diagnosis that should have been made. I don't know what it was or what it wasn't. And he stayed up in the church and he stayed up in the streets. Those were the two places you could find.
I heard a story. He stole my brother's jacket in high school, mm-hmm. and they said it took about five dudes to hold my brother back from beating him.
Oh, don't beat up Tutu. Tutu was missing some teeth. Tutu was a character, definitely. Another regret I have has been multiple talent shows that I've participated in.
I just remember my third one.
You just remember? I wasn't going to let you forget. Please, no, I wasn't.
We'll save that for last.
Multiple talent shows that I've been in. I remember in the third grade. Let me take you back. That's how much I'm scarred about this. In the third grade, I decided to sing I Believe the Children Are the Future, because that's what every black girl would sing. But you know, at there's a part where Whitney
teach is, them well.
Shut up. There's a part where Whitney becomes Whitney. Is the I decided long ago never to walk
away. I used to just break out singing that part just in the middle of the mall. I decided
nobody long who's ago. Listening to this is shocked. No one.
I'm bringing it back next week.
So, you know, she keeps going, if I see, all that. Well, I couldn't, me and my little wee self couldn't hit those notes. And I remember giving up in the middle of the song and just singing an octave lower.
So you thrive for that because you.
If I succeed.
Angel and her friend, best friend Nina and her best friend Erica. That's all they talk about is they sat around and reminisce about horrible singing events that they've attended.
Yes, but
not other people singing, but themselves. Like, yeah, remember we was in that one and it was 5,000 people and we just started laughing in the middle of us singing?
Yes, like, we did. We did do that. I also had a horrible singing incident. Y'all might not know this, but I was Miss Black Lexington 1996.
You sound like yes. You have a cigarette when you say that. That's with the, right. With the extender on it so you ain't touch the cigarette.
Yes, and I sang I Know I've Been Changed.
Unsung.
With it's my unsung story, yes. With my play cousin Carlos on the drums, so it was all a cappella. Boom, boom, tack, boom, 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 tack, tack. And it was like so dramatic. I was dressed like a bag, like a begging lady, like I had on a scarf, like a tattered scarf.
For the people that I just listened to this, I wish y'all could see her dramatics. Make sure y'all go catch us on YouTube.
Yes, watching a Bad Chick Angel TV. And I had on like a dark burgundy tattered robe that we got from the Goodwill. And it's like, you know, giving them a little bit. It's like, we were in a huge hall. So I'm like, my voice is echoing. It's like, this chick is coming out. And as the song goes along, I'm removing the stuff. Like, so when I remove the scarf, you see, I think I have finger waves. You see me in my beautiful finger waves and my long rhinestone earrings. And then I keep singing, no, I've been changed. Right? And I'm, you know, all the stuff is happening. I take off the dark robe and you see I have on a white, like, preacher's robe. Right? So it's this whole transformation. So get to the end of the song.
Every interpretive dance you've seen at church, basically. That's what she was doing.
No, there was no dancing. It was
no,
all.
No, I'm just saying. That's the wardrobe change.
Yes. The end. The angels in heaven done. And I wanted to be like, son, my name. That's what I wanted to hit, but in my natural. However, I don't have that note in my natural. So it became a straight up scream. Yes, Gabriel was like, you did good, but what happened at the end? I was
he's going to be the one to call you out.
Yeah, I was like, nah! It was so bad, but luckily the audience was already like, you know. So it was too late for them to change their mind. They were already
they already cheering. Like, they cheering for the three. It's too late to go, oh, hey, good job. Realize it just bounced off at the end, buzzing in.
Oh my God. When I tell you, I certainly just, that was again a regret. It's usually my performances. I regret notes that I thought that I could hit, and then my body says, girl, who you think you are? This is why you ain't got no record deal. Sit down.
So before I get to my last one,
oh, please,
that's gonna be the finale. The other one, my regret is my dancing I used to do back in the day at clubs.
We both have that. That was one of my regrets,
y'all,
too.
Y'all, my dancing was just flat out embarrassing. Boy, am I glad social media wasn't around.
It was embarrassing? You think your dancing was embarrassing? Now looking back.
Yeah, looking back. I ain't talking about just the regular dancing and grinding on a girl. When I was dancing by myself, I don't know what I was thinking.
I only saw you dancing with people. Were you you were dancing like a stripper by yourself? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool if I'm dancing but like a stripper with a girl. I get that. That got me a lot of numbers. But looking back, you know, you know, me and my boys, we went to clubs, everybody, it was crazy. When you was in Lexington, you knew a lot of people in club, but still a lot of people you didn't know.
Right, exactly.
That's what I still don't get.
I know, like, I don't know
where
how that's
did people
possible.
Come from? Right. Anyway, so, especially on the nights where we were just like, oh, sausage fest off of this piece. Mm-hmm. So me and my boys, we just dance, not with each other, we just dance in a circle, you know, doing our thing. Uh-huh. Get to acting silly. Next thing you know, we got our hands on the floor, our feet up on the thing.
Yeah.
Just twerking it out.
Twerking.
Deep popping. That's what we called it.
Y'all called it deep popping?
Yeah, we called it deep popping. Couldn't nobody deep pop like my crew? Yeah.
Did y'all practice at home?
No, we never did that. No.
So y'all just attempted the stuff. How did y'all know what moves y'all were going to do?
Here's the thing.
Yeah, please tell here's me. Here's the thing.
There was always at least a bottle or two ingested before. So it's no telling what we actually looked like. But I know, we must look good. Because, girls would be all over that. Especially when we go out to
stupid.
Cincinnati. Yeah, they probably regret it too.
How did y'all know these moves? How did you know these?
No, one of my friends, it used to strip.
He
used to strip.
He used to be a male stripper.
He was a male stripper. So a lot of it probably just sprung off him. But what's so crazy is he was about a foot shorter than me. So a lot of the stuff he probably looked good doing. Me at 6'5", probably looked that great. I doubt any chicks would be in the strip club throwing dollars at me. It's yeah, they would.
They would. I didn't see chicks throw dollars at stuff.
I was skinny then with my thong hanging all off me. They didn't have none. They have none small enough for me. So I'm over here holding it up.
So you were like the boys that used to make the YouTube videos humping furniture, but just
not that bad. Like that, but we weren't nearly that bad. Because them dudes, I was like, even then, because that was a while ago. I'm like, what are they doing? You remember they redid that on American Dad?
Yes. Yes.
Oh man, y'all look that up. American Dad grinding. I don't know what it would be called. So you got another one?
Oh,
before?
Me. Yeah. I used to dance like my husband's female counterpart.
Dance like that.
No. I don't think you really understand what I used to do. Okay. You ain't seen me in a long time put my feet up on the wall. Yeah. I used to
Is that because you can't or because
I can
won't?
Listen, don't get it twisted. I can still do it. Pee popping in a handstand, you couldn't tell me nothing. Could do splits, I could still do the splits. I used to do it all. And you know what it was? I think it was like sexual frustration pent up because I wasn't having sex. I was chosen not to have sex.
I was.
So it was going to look like.
It was like, let me, Show you what else I can do.
Me and Nina used to dance back to back to keep dudes from trying to grab at our privates, because they would. They would literally like be like, let me grab some. So we would just dance back to back.
Where was y'all dancing?
Anywhere we wanted to.
That's something we never did, was grab some random girl's crotch. Like, yeah, if I was dancing with you and you seemed like you wouldn't mind. That was different.
Like if the Carver Center had a party.
Oh yeah, Carver Center. Yeah.
I mean, it was the type Carver of dudes Center. That was coming yeah. to
where
that.
Where did them dudes come from?
The hood.
We was in the hood, but god dang, like
the hood. I was dancing like that at homecoming. I was anywhere. Yeah, the high school, college. Time. And what I realized in college that it wasn't cool to do that. Like we thought that
senior year, that's when she found out.
Because like in high school, me and Nina, we love to dance. We used to practice the dances. I mean, we used to practice.
That's why you asked me.
Yeah, no, we would practice because I was like, I'm not about to embarrass myself.
I got a
myself.
Whole kid and play routine.
No, I mean.
Now, when I come here, you go there, all right? Don't mess it up like you did at Faces the other night.
No, because you like a lot of this took ab strength. You got to make sure you can hold yourself up and do these moves. Like,
we was liquor strong. We didn't have to worry about that.
I was completely sober. That's the
See,
one
that's
thing.
That's my excuse.
I was 100% sober making these choices, so my dance moves look great. Listen, oh yeah. Java style. Okay, come on. Wait. Yeah, so it took me getting to college to realize, oh, girls are not dancing like this. We look like trash whores, and we should probably... Stop. Sometimes it like you know bleeds out. What's crazy is that now everybody
they're good right back to it though.
Now everybody wants to do it. Even like the non like rats want to do it. And I'm like, now when I was doing it back then, it was only the rats, and I was made to be look like.
No, they still look like rats.
Nah.
Yeah.
No, they don't look like rats.
Contrary to popular belief, they look like rats.
But yes, I used to do. I mean, I was that Christian girl that could. Twerk harder than anybody. I can make stuff clap. That's the one thing I can't do no more. I used to be able to make the clap sound.
She still has an addiction to twerking, y'all.
I love it.
Like, it's flat out.
I'm mad that I'm not as good as I used to be. But let me get some free time.
I wish you were retired.
Let me get some free time. And you will be...
Because y'all probably think, boy, your wife be twerking and stuff. Look, too much of anything is a bad thing. I'm
gonna
tell you that right now.
No, it's not.
Right now.
Listen, let's talk about when you stopped doing your dance moves. It was at Denora's birthday party and you had a fail.
That didn't stop me. I did a couple times after that.
Y'all should have heard his hard, loud shoes clanking all up against.
Scraping across the wall.
It was like, oh. Don't do that.
You got up. Y'all ready to go in here and do this laser tag? That's where we was at. We was in the right before going into laser tag. That's what that happened.
You know what? Let us know if you all want a vlog of us trying our own moves.
Of course they do, and I'm not doing it.
Yes.
No, because social media is never going anywhere. It's not happening.
But it's we'll have it labeled properly so people
it
know
don't matter.
That's going to be one of the things.
It
trying
won't.
Your old dance moves.
No, it won't. It might be worth it. That
yes.
one.
Yes.
But nah. Anyway, so my the last one I was going to bring up, I don't know what Angel's is. You know, being in Lexington, small town, you look for all opportunities. You know, it's when you start being a little more ambitious. Y'all, I used to model.
My husband was a model.
I was a model, y'all.
A local model. Not signed to a talent agency.
Nah, we weren't signed to a talent agency. We were rehearsed, walking and stuff. It was just a group. Of the most random shaped, random looking people. And nobody in there actually modeled. I think one, she may have.
Who?
C. Leave her name out. Christina. Maybe did some amateur modeling.
Oh, that girl who used to live out here?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Maybe she did some amateur modeling. I don't know. Anyway.
I ain't bleeping her name out. She'll be all right.
Shut up. I don't even know whose clothes we was modeling. I don't. I have no idea. Some of them clothes was mine.
Yes, exactly. I'm sure you were modeling stuff that got donated from JCPenney like we used to do at church.
I don't even know if it was donated. Some of that stuff may have just been bought in return. I'm not sure exactly what we was doing. What we was doing is modeling, y'all.
What was the purpose of it? Do you know?
I'm going to call Joe. Find out. No, I don't. I don't know if they were making money off of us modeling.
I'm sure they charged for the modeling show.
The one show that I actually recorded, I may have it taped somewhere. We was it was a strip club. And I didn't know it was a strip club. I didn't even realize it was a strip club until I watched the video, like,
with me.
A year or so, maybe. That was years later.
Yeah.
And no, I was like, that is a strip club.
He was like, I used to, you know, we still brand new. And he's like, yeah, you know, I model too. I said, you model? He's like, yeah, I got a tape of it. He pops the VHS.
Looking back, watching that tape, I was like, well, like I am right now, it's like, boy, did I regret that?
And so he shows it to me, and they're walking down the runway, and there's a big old metallic pole coming out of the floor.
It was brass.
And I said, are y'all in a strip club? And he was like, huh.
It was made so bad. Strip club must have been closed down. We're just going to rent this space.
Because, yeah, the strip, the lessons are that big. We know all the strip clubs were stripping.
And everybody working at them.
Did you ever go to the Lexington strip club?
I did not.
No?
I used to hear about them because it was a couple of chicks. I'd be like, nah, that would be interesting to see her on stage. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, they'd be able to name off so-and-so is over at that strip club. And then if you go over to the other one. I went to one.
Okay, so you went to
a
strip
club. Yeah, I went to a strip club. Nah, two.
Okay, well, there's only like three. Because it wasn't.
No, it's a way too many strip clubs for Lexington for its size. It's almost like McDonald's. There's no reason to have these every block.
You mean like Walmart?
Walmart, yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, there's way too many strip clubs in Lexington for the size. Anyway, yeah. So that whole, actually during that time, it was actually pretty fun.
The modeling. Fun.
Yeah.
Modeling at the strip club. He surely did. Very proudly popped in that VHS to show me. And I was like, this looks like a strip club. And he was just like, huh.
It do, don't it?
I was like, I mean, why else would there be a pole in the middle of the stage?
And they were serious about this. Boy, we used to.
What?
It was just fun time.
What? But no, don't cut off what you're saying. We used to what?
No, we used to just clown, like, while we were rehearsing, like, yeah. Especially the girls, because, you know, y'all got to have a little more finesse.
Did you ever have to walk down with your shirt off?
I wasn't built like that. You know, the two that would have been walking right. With their shirts off probably did. Uh-huh. I didn't. That's when I was at them. I was cut, but I was too skinny for all that.
You didn't want to go out there.
Nah, well, they wouldn't have. I don't even think I had my full abs in yet. I was just skinny.
My pretty face.
My back was beautiful though. Mm. Shredded.
Was it shredded?
Yeah.
Yes, I said he was like, yeah, he would take talk about
how you remember this conversation so well.
Oh no, I'm talking about the recent conversation. But no, I remember the modeling thing very strongly because I was just like, by this time I was already out here in LA. So I realized like modeling in Lexington is not
hold on,
really,
you used to what?
Not really.
Used to what? Where?
So no, our recent conversation was like, were y'all modeling for a designer? They're close. He said, I don't know who.
I don't know who's close. I think it was DeMond's uncle's clothes. I don't know.
DeMond's uncle's clothes.
It ain't no brand that you've heard of today or then.
Because there really weren't any fashion designers coming out of Lexington at that time.
No, they weren't fashion designers, but there were people opening their own boutiques with their own clothes.
With the clothes in there. Okay, yeah. So maybe y'all were modeling those people. So.
That's what we was doing.
And that's what you're going to say. Wasn't nobody putting up men's apparel unless y'all were doing New York fashions.
Nah,
y'all doing
it wasn't New York
fashion.
No, it was like two. Nah, I remember now. It was like two different.
Clean it up for the podcast. Go ahead.
Ain't nobody clean it up. It was two different entrepreneurs. I remember the name of the brand too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I remember fashion shows happening all the time at black events.
But see, this was not just a fashion show. Okay, this was
high fashion.
Yeah, we had a Valentine's Day show.
You remember,
that one was.
Do you remember Desiree Groves? Do you know Desiree Groves?
Nah,
she has twins now. I remember she used to. Her dad was who made my prom dress. So she was a model. I don't know what modeling true.
She probably modeled with me.
She probably did. She probably did. Oh my God. You guys, if you all have any thing that you all used to do that you thought was bomb that you now regret? Oh, let me tell you, I don't regret it, but it's still hilarious. I was in an R&B group, and we really were trying to get signed. This was during the days of Destiny's Child. I was in a group called Black Rose with my girlfriend Rebecca Covington and my best friend Nina Reed. We literally were going around Lexington performing. We performed at the mall. We got hired. Ha ha. Amen. And they didn't have us back because we said we were about to sing the national anthem, and we started singing "Lift Every Voice." When I tell you, those white people looked at us so confused. We did eventually get to the national anthem, but we were like, we're going to see the black national anthem first, and y'all going to have y'all already right. standing.
So you don't do that until you already big.
No, you got to test their waters out then. But yeah, they never hired us back. But that hundreds of dollars that they paid us, we were really happy about. We were really excited. We just sang covers, though. We had a whole show, at least a 40-minute show. I was the choreographer of the group. So, yeah, we could have made it big.
I'm talking about make it big like you a superstar now. They actually sang at the Super Bowl instead of singing the national. You sang the black.
Oh, that's when it's too much money to put on the line. No, I ain't going to mess up then. But when it's $600, yeah, I'm going to do whatever I want to do. All right. We have a comment of the week. We apologize for not having this segment ready for you all last week, but it is ready for you this week.
It's too many to choose from.
It is a lot of people, but we chose one.
I chose Valerie Talbert. Because you said your people's country, and my family are the Talberts as well, and they also country.
She said, look here, I feel like I'm still a child at the age of 40. My parents are very country. I mean, their names are Jethro and Lily Mae, yes. And they will cuss me out. They will cuss me all the out.
The way out, probably.
Oh, it's supposed to be the way out, yep. But I love them and wouldn't change a thing. LOL. So if you guys don't know what she's referring to, it's last week's podcast where we talk about parenting our parents. So make sure if you haven't listened to it that you go back and check it out. And thank you so much to everybody who's commented. We have read all of them and we have laughed our butts off. And we would
Hold on, one more. Like 24 roses. I ain't going to just read the whole thing. But she's talking about her mom not turning her phone ringer off during church. And it always rings, and her mom can't find the phone.
Oh,
and then she answers the phone and ain't even quiet when she answers it. That's what I'm talking about, family.
Yeah, I get it. I get it, love. I get it. We understand. We feel your pain.
Y'all, man, all y'all's comments trip me. Like, when I tell y'all, y'all's comments bring me joy throughout the week, I will sit there at work, read them on the way home, and I am rolling.
You shouldn't be reading them on the way home.
Well, I am.
You shouldn't. I would like to get home safe.
I'm going 5 miles an hour.
So, a lot of things could happen.
Yeah, you're right. Might scratch my paint.
Or something worse. You don't know. Motorcycle, kill someone. Things can happen.
Well, the motorcyclists, they speeding.
Anyways, so make sure you all leave us a comment on something that you regret doing that you're just
what did y'all do? Was it hairstyles?
Like y'all first time I got my
perfumes y'all used to wear.
First time I got my upper lip waxed, it looked like I had herpes of my upper lip because it swelled up. First time Marcus got his chest waxed.
The only time. I paid so much money for them people to wax my chest, and I'm like, I will come back and kill all of y'all.
Because you went to Burke Williams, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should have had.
They scalded my chest, y'all. My skin was peeling. They burned me.
They burnt my baby. They did. No more. Now he got that taco meat, or he shaves it himself.
Shaving myself. And if I don't, I tease it out above my shirt so it hangs over.
So, yeah, leave us in the comments below any regrets that you have looking back on it. We will be back in 2 weeks, per usual, because this is a bi-weekly podcast. Make sure you rate us so we are more discoverable. And be on the lookout for more content on our Facebook pages. Again, that's That Chick Angel and Marcus Ain't on the Book. We'll be having some, hopefully, content that you all like. So make sure you all let us know if you're feeling it as you see it begin to pop up.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. Y'all be blessed, and we're going to call it a night.
Y'all have a good one.